in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X.
South of Florida it lies, south of the Bimini Islands, Nassau, and ancient Hispaniola, a land of surf and online shore, a paradox of modern buildings and tropical splendor. It is the island of Puerto Rico, a land of peace and native songs and exotic flowers, and of violence.
Talk, you pig. I said talk, Rubia. Talk!
No, no, I would tell you nothing. Nothing.
You will tell us who else knows of your suspicions, or
enough, Carlos. It is enough.
But, Senor Jimenez...
If he will not talk, he will not talk.
Not to you, Jimenez. Not to a traitor to Puerto Rico. To the United States.
You are quite right, amigo. You will not talk to Pedro Jimenez. Not to anyone else. I believe that finishes our business here. Come along, fella.
Si, Senor Jimenez.
Operator. The man calls. Get me. Get the...
We'll return to the adventure with Ken Thurston, the man called X, in just a moment.
Central Texas, budding and blooming, and the mixture of your lawn and garden will, visit Xanadu 2 Nurseries. X marks the spot at Xanadu where there's a full line of plants and trees to beautify your Texas yard, Texas style, plus many flowering ornamental and shade trees such as crepe myrtles, red buds, and Chinese tallows. Xanadu 2 can do it all, including the complete design and installation of entire residential and commercial landscape plans, complete sodding and hydromulching supplies and services, plus they also design and install irrigation systems. For that finishing touch, Xanadu can also add a rock retaining wall and walkway to your yard. And at Xanadu 2, delivery and planting services are always available. Remember the original Xanadu Nursery on Highway 150 near Onion Creek in Driftwood, Texas, which carries fountains and statuary, and the new Xanadu 2 at 1900 Barton Springs Road at Wright Studio, where they're celebrating their grand opening by giving away a free 1 gallon Sotinia shrub with every purchase. Xanadu 2 Nursery.
Once again, our star, Herbert Marshall.
So his dying words were asked for you, Ken.
That's what the report says, Chief.
I don't get it. What's the connection between the murder of a Puerto Rican newspaper man and the Bureau?
Rivera was more than a newspaper man. He was a crusader, always fighting for the benefit of the little people and for his country. This time, I think he bit off more than he could chew.
Like what?
Like the Nacionalista Party.
Oh, wait a minute, Ken. The Nacionalista Party's no threat anymore. After a couple of their gunmen made that assassination attempt in Washington, they were broken up.
Mm-hmm. Or did they go underground? Chief, that party's an organized gang of revolutionaries. You know, Puerto Rico for the Puerto Ricans. We've heard that line before. China, Korea. If they're still operating there, underground, well, it's like an H-bomb sitting in the heart of Latin America. Only 1,000 miles from the Panama Canal.
Yes, but, Ken, we don't know that they've gone underground. We haven't any proof.
What if Luis Rivera had?
Miss Brooks, book passage for Ken Thurston on the first plane for San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Regret taking me along here to Puerto Rico. I know every hotshot dive in San Juan.
That's it, then.
Sure, whatever it is you want here, I'm the guy who can fix it up. What we had for now, Mr. X? Wine, songs,
Well, then...
Dagon, I want you to get me some information about the Nacionalista Party.
That's a cinch. When it comes to arranging parties and the Nacionalista Party.
That's right.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. X. I just remembered I forgot an important date back in Florida.
Oh, relax, you idiot.
But Mr. X, this Nacionalista jokers, they would just as soon cut your throat for a nickel. As soon as you...
Then you know him.
Oh, I won't admit that. Nothing. Positively nothing. Not for a million bucks would I have anything to do with the... Hey, that casino.
Yeah?
Oh, Mr. Fleck, my oldest and dearest friend. If there's any less thing I can... Please.
Here you are, Pedro.
But you tore it in two pieces. And you're only giving me half.
You'll get the other half when you get me some dope about the Nacionalista. And why Luis Rubiera was killed.
Oh, but Mr. Sir...
You'll find me at the offices of La Libertad, Rubiera's newspaper.
But Mr. X...
So long, Pedro.
I knew you would come here, Kim. Luis always said you could never refuse a call for help from a friend.
Your husband was more than a friend, Maria.
Yeah, I know. During the war, the two of you were... But that is past history now.
Maybe not.
No, of course not. You are here to help him with the same fight again.
That's right, Maria. What can you tell me about it?
Well, perhaps Steve Bennett can help me explain.
Bennett?
Steve, he was working with Luis when he was... One moment, Ken.
Would you come in here a moment, please?
Of course, Maria.
Steve was the managing editor of our English edition.
He was Louis' right-hand man in the investigation.
What can I do for you, Maria?
Steve, this is Ken Thurston. Ken, Steve Bennett.
Glad to know you, Thurston.
How are you, Bennett?
Ken is an old friend of Louis. He is here to help us in whatever way he can.
Well, we can use help, Thurston. All we can get. We're up against some very tough competition.
The Nacionalista.
That's right. Luis was one of the few men who realized what a real danger they are.
So he went after them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With Steve's help, they were attempting to learn where the new underground headquarters were. And more important, who was their real leader?
You have any luck, Dennis?
Oh, we helped the Secret Service round up some of the more obvious followers, the front men. But Luis was convinced that somebody big, somebody very powerful, was really behind the movement.
Did he suspect anyone?
Well, if he did, he was killed before he could tell it.
Steve, Luis did suspect someone. Pedro Jimenez.
Jimenez? No.
Who's he?
One of our most respected citizens. Philanthropist, a wealthy plantation owner, member of the Puerto Rican government.
Somebody big, somebody very powerful.
Well, he fits the bill without question. And if Luis was right, but how can we prove it?
If Luis was right, Bennett, we're going to prove it.
Thurston just came to San Juan. He's investigating the party.
Others have attempted to investigate the party.
Yes, but this man's different, and he's after Jimenez.
Senor Jimenez, have any suspects?
Yes. I don't have to tell you what to do.
That is quite correct, Senor Bennett. You do not have to tell Carlos what to do.
Come here?
That's right. And the dope I got is that he was here about that Nacionalista party. So how about giving you the rest of that scene note, eh, Mr. X? I got a big deal cooking and I could use it.
This deal of yours, does it have black hair, blue eyes, and wear a silver fox?
How did you know?
He's coming over to the table now.
Oh. That's right.
Hello,
baby.
Hello, baby. Listen, you muchacho.
They did not know you're going to bring a threat.
Oh, don't let it bother you, baby. I got a little banking type business to talk over a minute, and then you and me will go out for the town.
That sounds most intriguing. Are you not forgetting something?
Forgetting what?
My name's Ken Thurston, Senorita.
Oh.
And mine is Nina Rodriguez, Ken.
Yeah, that's right. Nina Rodriguez. How about that half-a-seal note, Mr. Thurston?
Greg, I've told so much about you, Ken, about the way in which the two of you work together so well.
Oh.
Look, baby. On the second floor, business can wait. Let's brush out of this place right now, eh?
You must find it most thrilling, Ken, to work with a man such as Tega.
Oh, sure. Now, like I would say,
complimentary to you that he's made you his first assistant.
Yes, isn't that nice?
Well, you know how to, don't you, Mr.
Would you like to dance, Nina?
I'd love to. If Pegan does not mind?
Well, I...
He won't mind. Will you, Bob?
Huh? Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Go on, Nina.
Don't mind me. I'll just wait here at the table.
So, Ken, what is it you wish to ask me?
What makes you think I wanted to ask you something?
I don't flatter myself that even my charm could make you wish to suffer to this impossible music. What is it?
Silver fox and expensive jewelry hardly belong in a dive like this. And you're hardly the type to go for Pagan.
But he has such a darling accent.
He's also got a habit of giving out information.
See, I discovered that fact.
So?
I too have that habit, but with a difference. Pagan is susceptible to flattery and charm. I'm only susceptible to money. Shall we say $10,000?
Really? What information could be worth that kind of money?
Oh, who knows? Perhaps if one were interested in the death of Luis Rubira, or in the Nacionalista Party, or in Senor Pedro Jimenez. You may not have too much time in which to decide.
Why not?
You'll learn when you return to your table.
To my...
So you noticed. Pagan is no longer there.
Who is the man sitting there now?
The one who will inform you why you do not have much time. Thank you for the dance, Ken. We'll meet again soon. And when we do, I would prefer to have the money in cash. Hasta la vista, Masat.
Hello, waiting for me?
You are Senor Thurston, no?
That's right.
See, I've been waiting for you. My name is Carlos. Carlos Mendoza.
Is that supposed to mean something to me?
I am a captain of the police. See, si, I'm here to place you under arrest for the murder of Luis Rubira.
As you listen to the man called X, pay particular attention. The fellow who had to select the musical bridges, because so many of the scene changes were accomplished with musical bridges, and there's a great deal of punctuation of following the sound effects using musical themes, he had to really work overtime. Hardworking fellow, but most effective. We'll return to Ken Thurston, the man called X, and all his musical bridges in just a moment.
The power, the tension, the excitement and challenge of the legends of golf. Get your tickets now and be a part of all the thrilling action at the 10th anniversary Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf, April 20th through the 26th at the Onion Creek Club Course. Some of the biggest names in golf will be there, as famous celebrities will be teaming up in the tournament as well. Daily tickets are available starting at practice day Monday, April 20th. Tuesday, see the big shootout and clinic with T.C. Rodriguez. Wednesday, celebrity pro-am. See the players and the stars. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's tournament play as the legends compete for cash and prizes. Get your tickets now at Rooster Andrews, Sears, Supreme Golf on Anderson Lane, Barton Creek Country Club, or the Legends Office, 2510 Onion Creek Parkway. For more information, call 282-4430. And get ready to become part of the Legends of Golf.
Once again, Herbert Marshall.
At a dockside cafe in Puerto Rico, Ken meets Nina Rodriguez, who offers to sell him information about the Nacionalista Party and about Pedro Jimenez, a wealthy plantation owner suspected of being the party's leader. But the conversation is interrupted by the arrival of Carlos Mendoza, captain of police, who puts Ken under arrest for the murder of Luis Rubira. Now, 20 minutes later, a black sedan twists up the curving mountain road leading to the inland plantation country of Puerto Rico. Carlos Mendoza is in the rear seat. In front, beside the policeman driver, is Ken Thurston, the man called X, with Mendoza's gun pointing at the back of his head.
It's a pretty long ride to police headquarters, isn't it, Mendoza?
Do not be concerned, Senor Thurston. We shall arrive in good time.
The headquarters of Pedro Jimenez Plantation.
What difference, senor? The ultimate destination of all murderers is the grave.
And of course, you've got all the evidence against me that you need.
What we do not have, we shall obtain.
I see. You get rid of me, you close the file on Rubira's murder, and the Jimenez and the Nacionalista Party go on their merry way.
Senor Thurston, it is you who continually bring the name of Senor Pedro Jimenez into the conversation, not I. I am merely performing my duty in bringing a murderer to justice.
Of course, and I wouldn't want your conscience tortured by the thought that you might have helped to convict an innocent man, so I'd better take that wheel.
Stop, you fool! You have seen a dog! You will!
But we got to do something, Mrs. Rubira.
You're certain that Captain Mendoza...
Yes, Mendoza gives us practically kidnapped Mr. Thurston. I saw them driving him away with guns.
We are doing all that we can, Senor Zeltsman. But until we are able to tell where they have taken him...
All right. Thank you, Maria.
Have you had any success?
Nothing, Maria. Neither Captain Mendoza nor Ken Thurston has made an appearance at headquarters.
Mr. Thurston, maybe they're killing him or something. And he didn't even give me the other half of the C-note before he took him away.
Cheer up, Pagan. You'll get it.
Man.
It's you.
Thurston, what's happened to you? Your clothes, the blood on your face.
Well, there was a little accident for Mendoza's car in Puerto Rico's back country. It's pretty rugged.
Back country?
What's it all about, Thurston? What was Mendoza trying to do?
A rough guess would be that somebody tipped off Jimenez to the fact that we suspect him. So he sent his hired boy, Mendoza, to take care of me.
Ken, Luis was right. Jimenez is the leader.
They're on the right track, Maria.
But proof, Thurston. Where are we going to get proof? And if they're desperate enough to pull a trick like the one they pulled tonight...
Yeah, time's running out, but I think I know someone who can give us that proof.
Who can?
A girl by the name of Nina Rodriguez.
This little cookie, what's she got to do with it?
I have a hunch it's plenty.
Of course, Ken. She used to be Jimenez's girlfriend. Luis mentioned her to me. If she could be persuaded to testify against him...
I'm afraid that's an impossibility.
Why, Bennett?
This piece of copy came into the desk a little while ago. There was a murder in the parking lot of El Rio Doro tonight. The victim, Nina Rodriguez.
Got the window open. Now what?
He climbed inside.
Oh, but this is the big shot. Jimenez's house. What if he finds us?
He just joined me at the plantation and hit the San Juan. He won't be back for at least a couple of hours. And now climb in. All right, Pedro. Lift on this. Let's get out of here.
What if they see the wires? In some places, they couldn't hide them so good.
That's the chance you'll have to take. Come on.
You are certain everything went all right, Ken?
The microphones are well hidden, Maria. Look, this is what we've done. We've connected them to the wires running up the hillside to this cave. We'll get down every word on this portable recorder.
Gone wrong. It is already half an hour since we saw the lights of their cars pull up to the hacienda. Well, we have heard nothing yet.
That only means they haven't gone into the library yet.
But what if nobody in the joint feels like reading tonight? After all, maybe there's some good radio programs or something. And anyway, didn't you say the chief was going to...
I think I heard a door.
Come in, gentlemen. You may as well be comfortable in here while discussing our future.
And the usual of the party?
Ken, they are coming into the library now.
Start to record up here,
you bet.
Oh, our plans have been well laid. If you carry out your assigned tasks as directed, within a week, the Nacionalista party should be in control of Puerto Rico.
Do not worry, Senor Jimenez. We shall carry them out.
Who?
Mendoza.
You didn't carry them out so well with Thurston last night, Carlos.
That's
Who else could have filled him in as I was after him?
Shall not happen again. Before tomorrow night, Senor Thurston shall be quite dead.
And do not forget the others, Carlos. The lovely Senora Rubira. And that stupid fool, Zelschner. I am rather weary of having to act the executioner for you as I did with Luis Rubira.
Easy, Maria.
However, our concern now is with the overall plan. So, at the meeting of the Senate tomorrow, we assassinate the governor. There will be coincidental rioting throughout the city. Carlos' men will protect the members of our party. You, Bennett, will be in charge of our propaganda machinery. I expect that propaganda to result in my being elected as the new governor.
Oh,
a well-established pattern, Maria.
Are there any questions?
Just 1 minute. Why did you find it necessary to have a recorded transcript of our conversation here tonight?
Oh.
What are you talking about, Ben?
That wire running along the molding, leading to the microphone, the base of this lamp.
Microphone? I put no microphone into it. Carlos.
Yes, Senor Jimenez.
Get the record.
Get your police car out onto the road to San Juan. Do not let anyone reach the city from here, as you have to shoot to kill.
Out to the car, fast. We've got about one chance in jail of getting to San Juan before they catch us. How does it look, Maria?
They are gaining on us. Slowly, but gaining.
We'll never make it.
The main road to San Juan is just over this hill. If we can make that, we'll be safe. Then all we have to do is...
Look ahead there.
Mr. Hold those lanterns and stop.
They've set up a roadblock. Wooden barricades. They've phoned ahead.
Then we have lost. They will stop us. Seize and destroy the record. And tomorrow... Ben, why are you stopping?
Get out, Maria. You too, Pagong. Go on, you idiot. Get out.
Don't
get me. Here, take the recording. Try to get it through to San Juan. I'll create a little diversion for you.
What are you going to do, Ken?
Just what Jimenez hopes I'll do. Try to crash that roadblock.
You regained consciousness at last.
Yeah. You must be Pedro Jimenez.
At your service, senor.
Back in your library, I see.
I had you brought here after your little accident. I thought you might rest more comfortably in familiar surroundings.
That's mighty nice of you.
I trust the ropes are not too tight?
Oh, no. Very satisfactory.
Good. I've always prided myself on being a considerate host.
Well, thanks.
It is too bad that you and I found ourselves pitted against one another on opposite sides of the world, as it were. Working together, we might have accomplished much. Working against each other, we have merely succeeded in achieving a stalemate.
Is that what it is?
Regretfully, I must confess it. Oh, Bennett and Carlos are still searching for your friends and the recording, but I do not delude myself into believing they will find them in time.
That sounds more like a checkmate, Bennett.
Oh, no, not at all, my friend. While you have defeated me, I just as surely have defeated you. For I am going to kill you, you see. A beautiful weapon, don't you agree?
Is that the gun you used on Luis Rubira?
It is. You surprise me somewhat, Senor Thurston. Do you find no cause for alarm in this situation?
Should I?
Sometimes you Americans puzzle me. Why are you never intimidated by a display of strength? Never frightened by threats of armed aggression?
We have been threatened before.
Perhaps. But there is nothing more powerful on earth than strength of arms. As the entire Western world will someday learn to its sorrow. And as you are going to learn right now. Adios, Senor X.
Ben, are you all right?
Yes, Chief, thanks. Diego and Maria got through then.
Yeah, they did. Met me at the newspaper office as we had planned, and... Well, it looks like you were right when you told Jimenez there was no cause for alarm.
I'm not so sure, Chief.
What?
Jimenez said it was too bad that we were working against each other rather than together. Too bad, he said, that we were on opposite sides of the world. And he was right. But as long as one of us believes only in guns, armed aggression, well, I guess we've got plenty of cause for alarm.